WGE at 107.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Former President Trump speaks to reporters as his criminal hush money trial concludes for another day.
I'm spending a lot of time and I'm spending a lot of money, which is what they want. They want me to spend my time and my money. And I'm willing to do it because ultimately we have to fight for the Constitution.
Tomorrow, defense witness Bob Costello will be back on the stand. The chief prosecutor at the International Criminal Court is seeking arrest warrants for the leaders of Israel and Hamas over their actions during the seven-month-long war. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Congress may sanction the court over those warrants. The Dolly, the container ship which slammed and brought down the Francis Scott Key Bridge back in March, is now in Baltimore's Marine Terminal. The Dow closed down 197 points today. The NASDAQ rose 109. It closed at an all-time high. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Republicans are going into the rest of the campaign season urged to stick together. Senator Ron Johnson told the state party convention in Appleton Saturday that includes those with differing ideas about reproductive rights.
Trust me, I know people don't like what I'm saying. Many people in this room do not like what I am saying. I'm just laying out the reality situation. Because in the end, we have to win elections.
Wisconsin's most powerful Republican was not at the convention. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss was booed at last year's gathering. Investigators are trying to figure out who planted marijuana found growing on the state Capitol Square last week. Investigators say it was clearly planted. The plants have been removed from the flower bed and taken into evidence. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulotz. 2024 Crawford County Dairy Royalty candidates have been announced. The 68th annual Crawford County Dairy Princess candidates include Grace Callahan and Ava Forty. Candidates for the 26th annual Crawford County Little Miss Squirt are Emmeline Saylor and Ashlyn Nolan. This year's coronation will be held at the Dairy Breakfast Saturday, June 1st at the Crawford County Fairgrounds in Gays Mills. The candidates and the reigning dairy royalty team will be greeting guests from 6 to 10. The coronation program will begin at 8. Farewell speeches by Princess Ellery Young and Little Miss Squirt Ivy Achenbach will be followed by contestant speeches and the coronation. The City of Richland Center will be placing flags in front of veterans' headstones Wednesday, starting at 4:30 to honor their Memorial Day. The City of Richland Center will be placing flags in front of veterans' headstones Wednesday, starting at 4:30 to honor them for Memorial Day. Volunteers would be appreciated to help. That's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulotz.
The Brewers in Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers began a three-game series against the Marlins. Yesterday, the crew lost 9-4 in Houston. The Astros' Kyle Tucker struck out three times, then changed his shoes, ended up with a pair of home runs. Colin Ray struggled on the mound for Milwaukee, giving up four runs in the first inning. Pat Murphy.
No, Colin didn't. He didn't pitch great. He'll be the first to tell you that. Walking people is not his gig. He can't do that. He knows that. But he's so dependable that he went back out there and kept us in the game so we didn't have to go deep in our pen. And I know he didn't pitch well. I know he didn't have command like he normally does.
Brewers lefty D.L. Hall looked good in rehab with the Timber Rattlers. Three up, three down in an inning of work on Sunday. A 95-mile-an-hour fastball. NFL Packers holding OTA practices. Matt LaFleur on what he hopes to learn watching the rookies work alongside the second and third year players.
Well, first of all, it's just good to get them in the building to start to form a relationship with these guys and find out what they're all about and try to push them to be their best.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight with showers and thunderstorms developing late, lows in the upper 50s. Some strong storms tomorrow with pockets of heavy rain, high around 80. Breezy with some lingering clouds Thursday and a high around 70. Sunshine returns for Thursday, highs close to 80. Currently it's 72 degrees.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant, Badgerland Flooring, Clary Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Papa's Trading Post, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Electric Cooperative, Schmidt Woodland Hills, The Shoebox, Walsh's Ace, McFarland's Manufacturing, All-American Do-It Center, and Goplin Insurance.
Track gone
to the warning track, and he looks up. It is gone.
Turns around, watches it. It is gone.
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Warning track, get up, gone. It is 3-0 Brewers.
It is gone.